Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air.
Do you like to click on like? Well, you'll really like this story about like.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is October 28th, 2013, and I'm glad everybody is here joining us today for this two-day psychology article. You can find it on pages 40 and 41 in your Advanced magazine title, You Are What You Like, and we have become a world of likes. What are we talking about, Catherine?
Well, today we are talking about Facebook and what you like on Facebook.
Okay. All right. That's our managing editor, Catherine Huff, and she's here joining us in the studio. And I believe you actually picked this article out, didn't you?
Well, I think that you and I both did,
Yeah. Yeah. We both liked it. We clicked on like with this article.
Yes. We liked it a lot.
Yeah. And independently, we liked it. So we both thought it appealed to our listeners because they could all identify with this, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everyone that I know uses Facebook and we all support and like certain things on Facebook. So it's great for everyone to read and learn about this today.
Now, I think as far as your preparation for this program, you even went back and reviewed your likes, yes?
I did. I hadn't actually read through them for a very long time. So it was kind of surprising what I had liked.
What did you think?
Well, I'm a person of limited interests. Most of my likes are travel blogs and books.
Okay, limited interests. Well, yeah. Narrow, maybe a narrow focus.
Narrow
That's okay.
Focus, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. You know, you just have some very specific things that you're interested in.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about those things.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. All right. Campbell Chung is also here in the house.
Hello.
Hi, Campbell. And I know that you're on Facebook quite a bit. And,
I am. Yeah. Maybe a little too much.
I think we could all say that. Yeah, it's become this, like, kind of addictive thing that, you know, we've
right?
got to keep checking our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But
even though there's nothing that's going on, I'm, like, on there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, what about your likes? Catherine researched hers. What about yours?
My likes. I have a lot of likes. There's, you know, TV shows and music and different actors and performers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, I think this word like is very interesting. I think it just shows the evolution of the language, right? In the past, like was a verb.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
we're talking about like as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My
That's very
likes.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've noticed some things with likes, and I think we've all there's certain patterns on Facebook, and of course this is all changing. It's dynamic. It changes throughout time. But I've noticed as far as, like, likes that people increasingly have less patience and time on Facebook. And so what they do is they just – users scroll through this
mm-hmm.
at, I think, even a faster pace than they did when they first got on this. And
right.
so what happens is people really don't have time to dig into posts
mm-hmm.
that much. And what I mean by that is I've noticed that they've really only got much time to, like, glance at a picture,
mm-hmm.
scroll down, glance at a picture, scroll down,
mm-hmm.
glance at a picture. People really don't stop and read things. And I mean, I'm saying the majority of Facebook users. It appears to me, one, if there's a large paragraph, they won't read it.
Right.
If there's a video, for the most part, they won't look at it unless it's just some silly video that's 5 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, it seems like anything that requires stopping for more than 5 or 10 seconds, people don't like. They just won't even go through the process
right.
of liking it.
Sure. And I mean, I have to admit, like, most of the time I don't even go to people's pages. I just scroll through my news feed, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just clicking as I go through my news feed. And, You know, so a lot of times I'll get comments from people and they'll respond to things I've posted and they'll ask questions. And I'm like, well, I posted about that earlier, didn't you see? But then I realized maybe what I posted earlier didn't show up on their news feed, so they, right, they hadn't seen it.
Yeah. You can't assume that people have seen previous posts or comments. And usually they don't, because once that thing has – the time has passed, it's gone.
Right.
And nobody's going to go back and research that.
Yeah. Nobody actually goes to people's pages anymore.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, well, I think it depends, honestly, what you were talking about before, if people read things. It kind of depends where they are. For me, if I'm on my phone, I just scroll through super quickly and I don't like anything. But if I'm at home and I have time, I sit there and I read things. I read the posts. Okay. I read articles or watch videos.
Mm-hmm. You scroll through super quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Usually because if I'm on my phone and using Facebook, I'm just using it as a way to pass the time, not actually find any new information about something that I'm interested in.
Before Facebook and scrolling through quickly, what did you do?
Maybe I read a book. Oh, dear. How far have I fallen?
We've all fallen.
Just so the listeners know, Bill has this thing about people and cell phones.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I must issue a disclaimer before we start this teaching. I hate phones, and I hate what has happened with our society and how people become addicted to Facebook and phones, and they're like, just, we've become this microwave society, and it just drives me crazy, and we don't pay attention to anybody anymore.
Right. So back to the thing.
We're just scrolling through
like
at a rapid speed, and I don't like it.
Okay, so you wouldn't click like on that.
Okay. Let's get into the article and move away from my own personal opinion. Listeners, turn to page 40. We will take today's reading and split it up into three different sections. The first one will go down the left column to line 16.
You are what you like. What does your Facebook activity say about you? Attention Facebook users, do you like Mozart, science, The Colbert Report, and curly fries? Chances are you've got a high IQ. Have you clicked the thumbs up icon for Tyler Perry, Harley Davidson, and Lady Antebellum? Perhaps you're not quite as cerebral. What you endorse on the popular social media website may say a whole lot more about you than you intended. Researchers from the University of Cambridge in Britain have found, you may not think twice about your fondness for NASCAR, The Bachelor, and Oklahoma State University, but those affirmations fit the pattern of a person who's conservative and less open to new things, they reported in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Well, at the beginning of the program, Campbell had mentioned how like had turned into a noun. And, it, you know, of course, like is a verb, but the evolution of it now is into a noun. But Facebook has also created another evolution.
That's right. Facebook has really changed our culture, and friend used to be a noun, and now friend is a verb, to friend someone,
yeah,
which means to add them as your friend on Facebook.
It's also confusing.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, the title is You Are What You Like, and the deck says, what does your Facebook activity say about you? So how do we start our reading, Catherine?
Well, it says, attention Facebook users, and then it asks them, do you like Mozart, science, The Colbert Report, and curly fries?
You like any of these things?
I love curly fries. wow. And The Colbert Report, I've only seen that once or twice.
All right. Campbell?
I like curly fries as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah,
curly fries are good.
Campbell just validated me.
Okay. So we need to define what is The Colbert Report for our listeners. And what it is, it's a TV show. It's kind of a satirical talk show. It's comedy, and it also revolves around politics. So it's relying on sarcasm. And so many comedy shows in America rely on sarcasm. So that's what it is. And it so it's a very popular TV program in America shown at night. All right, so we have a list of likes there. And why do we list these likes? Well, we find out in the very next sentence.
Well, it says chances are you've got a high IQ. So I guess they've done some research, and it's shown that people who like these things tend to have a higher IQ than others.
Well, and of course, if you took that group, there's no way you would even put that together.
Right.
You'd say, what? Huh?
I know.
What does this mean, high IQ? But, of course, they have algorithms and studies that they're putting all of this together and say, ha-ha, we're identifying a personality type and characteristics.
Mm.
So next sentence, we get into a whole different set of likes.
That's right. This is asking if you've clicked the thumbs up icon, which is the like button, for Tyler Perry, Harley Davidson, and Lady Antebellum.
Mm.
Okay. Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry is an American actor and comedian, very funny guy. Harley Davidson, of course, here referring to the motorcycle, and Lady Antebellum is a musician.
All right. Now, what if you like those things?
Well, perhaps you are not quite as cerebral, and cerebral is anything that involves careful thinking and mental effort. It's very, very difficult.
Okay, so the first part of the paragraph says if you like these things, then you got a high IQ. Maybe you're like really, really smart and intelligent. The second half says, well, maybe you're not there. You've got other strengths.
Hmm. So, I wonder how Tyler Perry feels about that.
Yeah,
sure,
I don't know.
Probably make a joke out of it.
Right.
But again, it's just this odd combination of variables that most of us wouldn't put together and
right.
try to classify people.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Now, how do we start the next paragraph, Campbell?
It says, what you endorse on the popular social media website may say a whole lot more about you than you intended. So when you endorse something, it means you make a public statement of your approval or support for something or someone. We often talk about celebrities endorsing products. They promote these products. They say, I like them. I use these products. So there's that usage of endorse.
In a way, we're subconsciously identifying our personality type by doing this. And this research has been done at the University of Cambridge in Britain. And they've done all this. They've researched all this. We'll get into where they got their data from a little bit later in the reading. So now you may not think twice.
You may not think twice about your fondness, and if you're fond of something, you like it, but you may not think twice about liking NASCAR, The Bachelor, and Oklahoma State University.
Okay, now first off, you may not think twice about something.
It means you won't worry about it, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't concern you.
All right, so you may not worry about this fondness that you feel for NASCAR, which is the stock car racing circuit in America. What's The Bachelor?
The Bachelor. It's an American reality TV show where they have a single gentleman and 20 or 30 single ladies, and he dates all of them while we're watching, and in the end he chooses one of them to marry.
And on the other hand, they also have The Bachelorette,
yes,
which is
they do.
Opposite.
All right. Okay. Now we understand why America is in the state it is. And then we get one of the universities, Oklahoma State University. But those affirmations fit the pattern of a person who's conservative. Affirmations and conservative.
Well, an affirmation is something that, again, it's about something that you're endorsing. An affirmation is something you approve of, and it fits the pattern of a person who's conservative. So someone who's conservative, they are more reserved in their opinions.
All right. And what then is the next thing? What's kind of like we often think if somebody is conservative, then we kind of go into the next part.
Well, it says that they might be less open to new things. So I think that meeting people with very, very different opinions from their own might make them uncomfortable. They're not really – they don't always want to listen to differing opinions maybe.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think so. Personally, a lot of these things that were just listed, NASCAR, The Bachelor, Oklahoma State, they're all things that kind of come from the south of the United States, and southern United States is quite known for being very conservative.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. And the opposite of conservative, the word would be?
liberal, and a liberal person is much more open to things. They listen to a lot of different opinions.
Willing to try different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into our second reading.
Even traits that users of social networks may not want to broadcast, including smoking behavior, drug use, or sexuality, can be sussed out pretty accurately by their patterns of likes. The researchers found after combing through data from 58,466 Facebook members in the U.S. More than a quarter of regular Facebook users click the like button for content they find there. The study's conclusions may send marketers deeper into the data mine and prompt some of Facebook's billion monthly users to adjust their privacy settings. Others may just scratch their heads. In the report, the researchers acknowledged that there is no obvious connection between curly fries and high intelligence. "We haven't come up with a reason," said David Stilwell, who manages Cambridge's Psychometric Center, which analyzed the data.
Okay, we've been talking about some of the things that you like and what that will do as far as providing a profile of you. And we get into some other things as far as characteristics is one word, but then we see traits here in the very first sentence.
That's right. So even traits that users of networks may not want to broadcast, and if you broadcast something, you tell people about it, including smoking behavior and other things, they can be sussed out or discovered accurately by their likes.
All right. What does this mean, traits you may not want to broadcast?
Well, there's certain things that you might not want other people to know, and you might not necessarily, you know, post on Facebook and say, "I am a smoker" or "I use drugs." But they can some people are able to tell that you smoke or you use drugs or your sexual preference just by your likes.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, and you probably have also. You get the about section of somebody. You can find out information, you know, about them as far in a relationship or maybe what their religion might be or things like that. But you don't even need that, actually. You can, like, look at their photos or maybe look at their wall and figure most of that stuff out.
Right, and I'm sure some of that is based on stereotype. You think, okay, this type of person likes this type of thing. So, you know, you kind of group people in by looking at the things that they enjoy.
Okay. Sussed out.
Well, sussed out means to discover or figure something out. So they're looking at these things and there's no direct line between the things you like and your personality, but they're able to discover them anyway.
Is that kind of a slang term?
Yeah, I think so. I don't hear it or use it very often, but it is out there.
I just want to mention that because some terms we need to identify as slang or very, very casual. You really don't want to use that in a business meeting.
No, definitely like not. That. Yeah, so, it's definitely casual.
Yeah. All right. So this information can be sussed out or uncovered, put together pretty accurately by the patterns of likes that people have. And how did they discover this?
Well, they found this after combing through data from more than 50,000 Facebook members in the United States.
Okay, combing through.
Well, this means that you look very, very carefully through something to try to find a reason or something for.
Like if I'm using a comb to even go through my hair, looking for something in, like a penny in my head.
Or a white hair.
Or gray hair.
Yeah, I'm carefully looking, so I'm slowly going through this comb looking for that penny or gray hair. Now, what about, what does it say next, Campbell, about likes?
It says more than a quarter of regular Facebook users click the like button for content they find there. So we've got more than or about three quarters of people who aren't clicking like for anything.
Does that surprise you that three quarters of the people don't click likes?
I guess not. I mean, I think some people just look at things and they don't really respond and they don't like to interact with things.
But you click likes.
I do.
Pretty active.
Well, because I think I'm pretty social. Yeah. I like interacting with people and showing people that, you know, I like what they've posted and things like that.
See, I think I'm the opposite. I may have liked certain things, but a lot of them are very vague, and I don't like to like everything that I really, truly enjoy, mm-hmm. because I know that anything you like, it always shows up on people's news feeds
right.
as, like, an activity, and I don't know. I don't – something yeah. about that bothers me.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, sometimes I forget. Like, I click like, and then, like, months later, I'm like, oh, I clicked like on that? Oh, really?
yeah.
yeah, I find that kind of interesting that – 3/4 of the people don't click like. Mm-hmm. That's actually a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going through. And I do know that in conversation with people, they look at stuff. They'll even like it, but they won't click like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about not wanting to actually do that. So some people are reluctant to click like.
Yeah, I think also there's a difference between clicking like on things that your friends have posted, but then also liking certain companies, certain mm. actors, certain TV shows, things like that, yeah. and showing people what you actually like.
And the conclusions might send marketers deeper into the data mine, which is just a giant database where you can find information. And this may prompt or encourage Facebook's users to adjust their privacy settings.
What is that saying?
Well, it's saying that this information, what people like, is going to be used by marketers, by companies to promote their products. And this might cause people to adjust what people are allowed to see on their Facebook profiles. Mm-hmm. And actually, reading articles like this makes me think twice about what I'm posting on Facebook.
Made me think twice, too, mm-hmm. reading about it. And I'm like, maybe I should check my security settings and also see what I like and be careful about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times you think you post it and you just click a like. It seems innocuous. It seems like it's yeah. no big deal. But mm-hmm. then you're realizing other people you don't know at all are able to look at that and promote things.
Well, that and then depending what you like, I've heard that companies use that to set up the ads on the side of your Facebook
yep.
page. So depending
yep.
on what you like, that's the kind of yep. ads that you see. And
yeah.
I don't like that.
It impacts that. It mm-hmm. definitely impacts that. Mm-hmm. Well, some other marketers may just scratch their heads. We see at the top of the right column, scratch their heads.
Well, if you scratch your head, it means that you're confused. So they don't really understand what's going on here.
Why would they scratch their heads?
Well, it says in the report, the researchers acknowledge that there's no obvious connection between curly fries and intelligence. So they're wondering how these conclusions are being drawn.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, when we first read about the curly fries, I scratched my head too. I'm like, huh?
yeah. What does this mean?
yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't know. You're like, huh? Yeah, that's right. Okay. And David Stilwell, who manages Cambridge's Psychometrics Center, and he has to say, well, we haven't come up with a reason yet. And he's talking about the connection for curly fries and high intelligence. So the researchers don't even understand it. All right, let's get into our final reading.
The survey's strategy. To find out how revealing the likes were, Stilwell and his colleagues invited Facebook users in the U.S. to take online personality and intelligence tests. Roughly 1/3 of those they invited agreed to let the researchers see their results and all their profile information and likes. The study authors then crunched the numbers to see which sets of likes were predictive of personal traits.
Okay, the survey's strategy.
Well, David Stilwell and his colleagues wanted to find out how revealing the likes were, so they invited Facebook users to take online personality and intelligence tests.
Okay, so wanted to find out how revealing. They looked at this and they thought, there's something in here, mm-hmm. and maybe these likes do show something.
Right.
About people.
Yeah, and to make it more scientific, they took some more tests and they mm-hmm. got some more information. So it's not just, you know, power of observation, but they actually have some data to really show the connection.
Yeah. And we learned earlier in the reading, it was nearly 60,000 people that did participate in this study. And now that 60,000, they did invite like 3 times as many, right?
Sure.
Participate.
They said roughly 1/3 of those they invited agreed to let the researchers see their results and all their profile information and likes. That's I don't know if I would participate in this. I just feel kind of weird about letting other people see my Facebook.
I definitely wouldn't do it. I actually, before this, you can still look at the personality test on Facebook. And it's one of those things where before you get into it, you have to click the allow access button,
right,
because
mm-hmm.
it wants to access all your information. And I saw that and I was like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the same thing when I was reading this, because I would be very hesitant to agree to this. Wait a second. I don't even know what you want me to mm-hmm. do here.
Right.
But you, right off the bat, in the beginning, you want me to agree to, like, let you have access to everything.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with all this information I'm posting?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I have even found, just even in the past week or two, I've wanted to go, like, on certain websites and leave comments by signing up using my Facebook account. And under the terms and conditions on all of these websites, if I am to use my Facebook account, they all ask, can we have access to all of this stuff in your Facebook? And eventually I just forget it. I'm like,
right.
I'm not leaving the comment. I'm not signing up. I'm thinking, why does this website, xyz.com, want access to all of my Facebook stuff? All I want to do is leave a comment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enough for me to say, nope,
right.
not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually surprised they got almost 60,000 people to agree to this. So, well, these people did, and they submitted all of their data to analysis. And then what did the study authors do?
Well, they crunched the numbers to see which set of likes were predictive of personal traits. So crunching the numbers, that means to deal with data by performing calculations. I usually think of crunching the numbers when I'm trying to make a budget for myself for the month,
yeah.
trying to figure out how much money I can spend.
Well, since we are talking about Facebook and likes, it's appropriate that I would have Winnie tell you right now how to connect with us on Facebook.
A quick and easy way to connect with the advanced team is by visiting the Studio Classroom page on Facebook. Each day, there are new posts for Let's Talk in English, Studio Classroom, and Advanced. It's great to see all the comments that our friends post, and the advanced team checks the page several times a day, and we often leave comments too. So, join the crowd, and we'll see you soon on the Studio Classroom Facebook page.
Okay, if you go to our Facebook page, make sure you click on like on everything.
Right.
Every article, if
right.
Campbell or I leave a comment, click on like, like.
Right, and we promise we won't, you know, promote anything to you, maybe.
We won't turn your likes over to the Cambridge group doing a study. Listeners, thanks for joining us for this very relevant and timely article. Come on back tomorrow for day two. We'll see you then.